Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio adventure based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. At a secret base in the California hills, Jungle Jim and his guerrilla raiders are about to begin a special training course. What their assignment is and where it's to take place has not been told them for security reasons. While Jim himself is being driven to the base in an army jeep, Colonel Lehman of Military Intelligence gazes at the California skies with a troubled frown. Jim's good friend and co-leader, Colonel Sing Lee of the Chinese Republican Army, looks quizzically at the walkie-talkie radio in his hands. Colonel Lehman lowers his field glasses with an impatient shrug.
No sound of that plane so far, Colonel Sing Lee.
No. You think its regular appearance has been, what is your word, coincidence?
I don't know what to think. 4 straight days now, that plane has circled around and looked us over the minute we begin maneuvers.
Possibly a civilian who is unaware this area is forbidden.
He's a pretty dumb civilian, then. The CAP bulletin went out 10 days ago.
The CAP? Oh, yes. You are Shiver Air Patrol.
Yeah.
Time now, 10:17. Koloang French's detachment has had 19 minutes to take a position beyond woods.
All right. I'll see if I can raise another walkie-talkie. Army 00X1, 00X1 calling Blue Leader. Come in, please. Over.
Blue Leader here. Blue Leader. Army 00X2 answering Orange Tiger. Waiting orders, sir. Awaiting orders, sir. Over.
Army 00X1, Orange Tiger to Blue Leader. Proceed to map reference A-16, A for Apple, 16. Confirm, please. Over.
00X2 to Orange Tiger. Proceeding to map reference A-16. A for Apple, 16. Off and over.
Okay so far, Colonel Sing Lee.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear it. Might be one of ours.
Colo and Frenchy should be in the clearing now. Easy to observe from the sky.
Yeah, that was the general idea. Here, there she is. Look.
I have seen yellow wings flashed in sunlight.
She's coming down for a good look.
Very interesting. Also very disturbing, Colonel.
Disturbing? It's dynamite. There's been a leak, my friend. We'd better find out what it is and plug it up for good.
We'll see what Jungle Jim's reaction is to the mysterious yellow plane in just a moment. Right now, I wonder if you know why the Comic Weekly is America's favorite funnies. Well, count the outstanding features in the Comic Weekly this Sunday. You'll find over 2 dozen brilliant, full-color, top-notch features. Think of that. Over 2 dozen of them. And every one is right out of the top drawer of adventure and entertainment. Then, too, the Comic Weekly is brought to 15 million steady readers by the country's leading Sunday papers. A nationwide group of 15 distinguished Sunday papers sees to it that the Comic Weekly is available to readers from coast to coast. And one of our great distributors brings the Comic Weekly to this area. So ask for that Sunday paper every week. You'll find the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now to an army jeep in the hills of California and Jungle Jim.
Hang on, Captain Bradley. It's every man for himself with these ruts.
You're telling me. Did you say it was racing cars you drove before the war?
Yep.
The way you handle this thing, it's more likely a nice wagon.
You want me to slow down, Captain?
No, I'm anxious to get to the base.
Well, that's more than I can say.
Oh, you don't like being assigned to the Raiders, Parker?
Well, speaking off the record, sir, no, I don't. What I hear, they're a bunch of self-appointed heroes. The glamour boys of the Pacific.
Oh, I didn't know you felt so strongly about it.
Well, I don't care much one way or the other.
As long as we're off the record, Parker. You don't seem to have cared about much of anything since you put on that uniform.
And I guess that's about right, Captain. I put in for the Air Force.
I know. You couldn't pass the eye test.
Ah, that was just a lot of malarkey. It was a personal interview that flunked me. They sicked me onto some brass hat I wouldn't have hired to wash my car before the war.
Yeah. Major Nolan.
That's right. How'd you know?
I looked up your record. Incidentally, Nolan was made a full colonel. He won the DFC over Saipan. Posthumously.
Huh? Yeah, you mean he was...
He got his, all right. Is any satisfaction to you?
Well, I might have been over Saipan myself if it wasn't for him.
No, Parker. The only thing that's held you back is you yourself.
Okay, okay, Captain.
Oh, don't let these glory bars throw you. I'm not going to pull rank on you. And I'm not going to lecture you. The rest of the Raiders won't know how you feel unless you tell them yourself.
I can't help the way I feel, can I?
How do you know until you try? Oh, slow down now. Looks like Sing Lee with the sentry up ahead there.
All right.
Welcome home, Jim.
Good to get back in action again, eh, Sing? Oh, this is one of our replacements, Private Parker.
Welcome to the Raiders, Private.
Thank you, sir.
Colonel Lehman would like a conference with us in the field hut yonder.
Colonel Lehman? I thought his name was Jacobs. What's up?
We are under security conditions, Jim.
Secured? Oh, in that case, Parker, get this Jeep out of sight. Drive it in among those trees and cover it.
Yes, sir.
Sing, what goes on? Who's this Colonel Lehman? Where's Colonel Jacobs?
You will meet Colonel Jacobs later, Jim. Colonel Lehman is from G2.
Military intelligence, huh? Sounds big.
It may be. Too big for comfort. Here we are.
Well?
Captain Bradley reporting, sir.
Oh, Bradley. Come in. That's all, Lieutenant. Close that door.
Yes, sir. Excuse me, Captain.
All right. Begging the Colonel's pardon, but... what's an Air Force lieutenant doing at the Raiders' base, sir?
You haven't told him, Sing Lee?
Only that we are under security conditions, Colonel.
Good, good. Well, Captain, ever since your Raiders arrived here, a strange plane appears every time we attempt a maneuver. It's an experimental job with no markings, so we can't identify it.
Unless we capture it, sir.
Right. Ordinarily, we'd challenge it and give it a warning. If it paid no attention, we'd either force it down or, if necessary, shoot it down.
Yes, sir.
But this assignment isn't ordinary. So G2 has decided to try, at least, to find out what the game is. Whose plane it is and why the big interest in what your Raiders are doing.
I understand, Colonel.
So very shortly, 4 P-61s will take off. They'll climb to full altitude and orbit until we see if the strange plane shows up. If it does, well, let's just hope it does. Now, the Raiders are your party, Captain. Any questions?
Just one, sir. I'd like permission to see what happens from upstairs.
Sing Lee said you'd ask that. It's irregular, but understandable. You go with Lieutenant Lang as observer.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. With four of us, I guess, against just one of him, whoever he is and whatever he's up to, we ought to know the whole story before the end of the day. I'll get together with Lieutenant Lang right now.
A pack of cards, Captain. At least we could be playing two-handed bridge.
Well, it's been a long wait, all right. How's our gas holding out?
We're doing all right. My watch says 14:30. You check?
Check. That dummy maneuver was set for 8 minutes ago.
Army 00X3, calling green leader. Come in, please. Over.
Green leader to Army 00X3. Go ahead. Over.
Orders from Orange Tiger. Proceed as ordered to rendezvous B. Pick up Orange Leader direct. Confirm, please.
Over. Green Leader to 00X3. Proceeding to rendezvous B for direct contact with Orange Tiger. Off and over.
Right. Off and over.
What's all that about, Lang?
Just a minute. Green leader to Squadron L for Lemon. Party's on, boys. Grab your bustles and go to rendezvous B. Papa will tell us from there.
Lang? I can't tell till my stomach catches up with me. Oh, what's Rendezvous B?
Over your base at 4,000 feet. We'll be in the colonel's walkie-talkie range then. Hey, you on the dual control? Let go of that stick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that better?
Yeah, we're okay now. How are your ears?
Oh, my head feels like a popcorn shaker. But I can hear okay.
Well, take a look, Captain. Over at about 3 o'clock.
It's a yellow plane, all right. Think he spotted us?
Who cares? I'm going to get closer so we can get a good picture of it.
Well, better not without orders.
Supposed to find out who he is, aren't we? Hang on. Whatever that baby is, it's a smooth job.
It sure is. Hey, he's circling to come in on our tail.
Boy, he handles that thing like a tricycle.
I don't like the way he's acting, Lane. Get out of here.
He does that kind of fishy at that. Well...
Wayne, are you hit?
Dirty. No good. Take this.
I've got it. Hang on, boy. We'll turn you over to the pill rollers and nothing flat.
Orange Tiger to Squadron L-411. Follow him and bring it down. Repeating, bring that plane down.
Green Leader to Orange Tiger. Lieutenant Lang is hit. Have ambulance stand by. I'm coming down. You sent for me, sir?
Yes, Bradley. Good heavens, man. Sit down. You look all in.
Oh, thank you, sir. I didn't want to leave the hospital till I knew how Lang was.
How bad is he?
Pretty bad, sir. Got a rocky night, but the doctors say he'll pull through now.
Good. He's a good lad.
Did you find that yellow plane, sir?
No, blast it. All we got is these photographs of it. The three other planes followed it, as I ordered. They grounded it in the valley beyond these hills.
They did?
They forced it down, all right. One of them stayed upstairs to see what happened. A man left the yellow plane the minute it landed and ran to a car that was waiting for him.
And where did the car go, sir?
That's the trouble. There's no way of telling. It was getting dark by then, and the car disappeared in some woods. Our men lost track of it.
But they had the plane.
They thought they did. Their gas was running out. They radioed the location, and we sent a prize crew to take over the yellow plane. It was dark by the time they got there.
Yes, sir?
Well, the plane had disappeared. Vanished into thin air. We searched those woods all night looking for some sign of it.
Then we're no better off than we were before.
Oh. With Lang in the hospital, we're worse off.
Well, one thing is plain, sir. Somewhere along the line, there's been a mighty bad leak.
Obviously. I've made it a point to get a line on every man at this base. I've checked every one of your raiders.
Oh, I don't think that was necessary, sir. Wherever the leak came from, it wasn't from the raiders themselves.
You think so? And listen to this, Bradley.
Yes, sir?
The only man known to have done any talking is one of your new members, Jeff Parker.